谢你，当你在上十字架以前，你向门徒们应许，你要向父求，差遣另一位保惠师，就是真理的圣灵，来与我们同在，来住在我们里面，并且与我们联合。亲爱的主，你也告诉门徒们说，世人不认识他，主啊，但是每一个认识耶稣基督的人，主啊，我们能够认识圣灵。所以今天晚上我们一同聚集在你的脚前，主啊，我们先要把心中的感谢、赞美献给你，是你为我们成为咒诅。死在十字架上，除去了罪和撒旦一切的权势和作为，并且你从死里复活，你升上高天，领受了父所应许的圣灵，你就用圣灵为我们施浸，使每一个相信耶稣基督的人都一同蒙福。得着的就是亚伯拉罕神所应许给他的福分，就是我们可以因信耶稣基督而领受圣灵。愿今天晚上你把这个真理赐给你的教会，赐给每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们在地上真是像你说的，你没有撇下我们为孤儿。今天是神自己。借就是圣灵自己亲自的来服侍、来供应、来引导、来教育我们，亲爱的主耶稣，我们把心中的感谢、赞美都献给你。愿今天晚上你使我们有一颗单纯的心，有一个能听的耳，并且让我们有一个顺服的灵，好叫圣灵。在我们里面显出他的自己，显出他的能力。我们把荣耀、颂赞、感谢都借着你归给爱我们的父神。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿
门。
请我们先来读几处的经文。
Let's first read a couple of verses.
创世纪二十二章第十七节。
The first is Genesis 22, verse 17.
我们从十六节读起。
We'll start from verse 16.
耶和华说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。”并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
And said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
加拉太书第三章十三十四节。
And then Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
基督既为我们成了咒诅， 就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的，都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
好，我们开头的时候先读这两处的经文。
We'll start with reading these two verses in the beginning.
今天晚上我要开始和弟兄姊妹交通关于圣灵的事情。
Today, I want to share with everyone regarding the Holy Spirit.
今天晚上的题目是认识内住的圣灵。
And tonight's topic is to know the indwelling Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，每一个基督徒所以能够享受救恩，是因为圣灵已经在你的里面住下来。
Every Christian can enjoy the salvation because the Holy Spirit is already dwelling in you.
每一个真正重生得救神的儿女都已经领受了圣灵。
Every born again Christian who is a child of God has already received the Holy Spirit.
那么这个领受圣灵是不是我们比别人好，或者我们更追求呢？
Are we better than others, or do we pursue better because we have this Holy Spirit?
我们刚才读的圣经告诉我们不是的。
The Bible verses that we just read tell us this isn't so.
这乃是神成全他向亚伯拉罕的应许，所以我们得着了那个福分。
But rather we receive this because God is fulfilling his promise to Abraham.
在创世纪22章里面，我们知道亚伯拉罕听从神的吩咐，将他的儿子以撒献给神。
In Genesis 22, we know that Abraham listened to God's command to sacrifice his son Isaac.
实际上神只是要试一试亚伯拉罕是不是真的相信神是全能的神。
In reality, God was testing Abraham to see whether he believed that God truly was the all-sovereign.
Almighty God.
Almighty One.
我们也看见神要借着这件事向人显明他何等的爱人。
And God also wanted to use this to reveal to people his great love.
他救赎的旨意和目的都借着亚伯拉罕的信心和顺服向人彰显出来。
The purpose and goal of his salvation was revealed to people through the obedience of Abraham.
神并不是要杀以撒。
He didn't want to kill Isaac.
但是当亚伯拉罕相信神，如同神使以撒从死里复活一样。
But because Abraham believed in God, then it was like Isaac was risen from the dead.
因为他已经把以撒用绳子捆起来摆在祭坛上。
Because he had already bound Isaac with a string and placed him on the altar.
他正要把以撒献为祭的时候，神就预备了一个羊羔。
As he was preparing him to be the sacrifice, God prepared a lamb.
而且有天使呼叫说，你不能动手害这个童子。这个羊羔是神为你预备的。
And an angel cried out saying, stop, don't hurt him because God has prepared this lamb for you.
弟兄姊妹们，一个父亲要把自己独生的儿子为别人牺牲掉，在人间是几乎不可能的。
Among people, it's not possible for a father to sacrifice or give up his only son.
所以保罗在罗马书里面讲说，为好人死。或许有人肯因为他救了我的命，所以现在我就还他我的命。
Which is why in Romans it says that maybe someone will die for a good person because they helped save my life, so I'll return the favor.
但是为一个义人死，大概没有什么人肯做。他是一个方方正正的人，跟我没关系，所以我不会为他死。
But no one would die for a righteous because they are already good. They didn't do anything to me.
但是神。在我们还做罪人顶撞神悖逆神的时候，他就定义要让他的儿子为罪人死。
But God, while we were still sinners and we were against God, God sent his only son to die for us.
所以那一天亚伯拉罕把那一只羊羔代替了他的儿子献在祭坛上。
And so that day Abraham sacrificed a lamb instead of his son on the altar.
那个羊羔不是别的，就是指着神的羔羊，神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督说的。
And so this lamb is representing the lamb of God, his son.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，他以后称那一个地方叫做耶和华以勒，就是人一切的需要，人付不起的，神为我们预备了。
And so Abraham called that place the Lord will provide, because any of our needs and our wants, God will provide it for us.
人本来不该得着的，现在神给我们了。
Things that we originally weren't supposed to have, God gave them to us.
我们刚才读那一段经文，我们看见神看见亚伯拉罕不吝惜自己的儿子，他相信顺服神，神就说，我要赐大福给你。
God saw that Abraham was willing to give up his son, and he obeyed him. So God said that he'll give him a great blessing.
论到你的子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来。
And that he will multiply his descendants.
像天上的星，像海边的沙。
As the stars of the heaven and the sand on the seashore.
而且你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
And that your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies.
这告诉我们，神的儿子从大卫，从亚伯拉罕的后裔，他是大卫亚伯拉罕的子孙呢，他胜过了仇敌家长，打破了他的头。
The descendants of God, descendants of David and Abraham are able to overcome the gates of their enemies.
弟兄姊妹们，因着他的得胜，弟兄姊妹，地上的万国都必因那一个后裔得着福分。
And so because of this, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
这个万国也包含你和我，就是外邦人。
All these nations include me and you, they are all the Gentiles.
这个福分是什么呢？
So what is this blessing?
到了新约时代，保罗得着启示，他在加拉太书里面很清楚地告诉我们，神应许亚伯拉罕的福，就是借着耶稣基督十架的救赎，你我能够得着圣灵。
And so, Paul received a revelation in Galatians that says the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus.
因为主耶稣为我们成了咒诅，他担我们的罪。
Because he became the curse for us, he bore our sins.
他在十字架上就除去了律法借着罪带来的咒诅。
On the cross, he took away the sins that came from the law.
弟兄姊妹们，使得神应许亚伯拉罕的福可以临到所有的外邦人。
So that the blessing given to Abraham could go to all the Gentiles.
使我们因信耶稣基督就得着所应许的圣灵。
So that through faith in Jesus, we can receive the promised Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，得圣灵难不难呢？
Is it hard to receive the Holy Spirit?
一点都不难。
It's not hard at all.
其实当我们重生得救的那一刻，你就得着圣灵。
As soon as we're born again and saved, that moment we receive the Spirit.
要不然的话，你就是个宗教徒，你根本没有生命，还没有重生。
Otherwise, you'd just be a religious person. You haven't been born again.
我们以后要讲到被圣灵充满了，那是另外一件事情。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit is a different matter.
但是每一个带着单纯的心来到主耶稣十字架底下认罪悔改，承认他是救主，你就领受圣灵。
But every person who comes with a pure heart before the Lord, before the cross, and repents and obeys, and you have it.
我们知道在旧约时代，圣灵还不被称作圣灵，只称作神的灵。
In the Old Testament time, the Holy Spirit was still called the Spirit of God.
他临到人的时候呢，只能显在人身上，显出他的作为，显出他的能力来。
So in man, the Spirit of God was only able to manifest his power or his works.
但是却没有办法住在人的里面。
But it was not able to dwell or abide in men.
不能在人的里面做人的性情。
They weren't able to be the nature of a people.
不能在人的里面做人的生命。
And he could not be the life inside of people.
但是他可以做人的能力。
But he could be the strength of people.
所以你读旧约，你看见了，当神的灵感动一个人的时候，哇，他变得非常有能力。参孙就是一个。非常特别的例子。
And so in the Old Testament, when the Spirit of God filled someone, they became full of strength. An example of this is Samson.
这告诉我们说，神的灵啊，只能在人的身上，但是不能住在人的里面。
So the Spirit of God can be on people, but cannot dwell inside of people.
因为人有罪，而且在创世纪第六章第三节说，人成为属肉体，成为血气的人。
This is because people have sin in Genesis 6:3, for we are indeed flesh.
神的灵啊，就不在人的里面，天天跟人相争。因为如果这样，神的灵啊是圣洁的灵，会叫这个属血气的人被杀死。
And so the Spirit of God cannot be in people every day because the Spirit is holy and will allow, make the person to die.
啊，弟兄姊妹们会烧灭这个人的。
It will burn or destroy this person.
所以神的灵不住在人的里面。
And so the Spirit of God cannot dwell in people.
今天有一些神的儿女们呢，对于这个外面神的灵临到我，使我有能力，使我有智慧，哎呀，那是羡慕的不得了的。
Today, some children of God are they're very envious of people where the Spirit comes to them and they're full of strength and wisdom.
我们中间有一位年轻的弟兄啊，他有一次跟我讲，他说：“伯弟兄，你相不相信呢？圣灵。”临到我们身上的时候，我会非常的有特殊的这个能力的。
And so one young brother in our gathering asked if the Holy Spirit comes on us, will we have these special strength?
我说你有这个经历吗？他说我有。
And so I said, did you have this experience? And he said, I did.
那他也问我，他说伯弟兄，你有没有这个经历呢？
And then he also asked me, did you have this experience?
我说我人生中间有几次的经历啊，我没有办法解释。我只能说，可能那一天是神的灵在我身上帮助。
And I said that there have been a couple of times where I cannot explain what happened. It must have been the Spirit of God with me that day.
你知道这个能力临到人身上的时候，人会非常稀奇，而且以后呢，天天都想享受这个能力。
When this power of the Spirit is on you, then people will be very amazed by it and want to enjoy it every day.
但是这种能力啊，跟你的生命的改变。跟神的目的达到是没有直接关系的。
But this power doesn't have a direct relationship with God's purpose in the changing of your life.
弟兄姊妹，因为神的灵在我们的身上，在外面的环境中，却没有办法住在你我里面做我们的生命。
Because the Spirit of God is on the outside, it's in the outside environments, it cannot dwell in each of us.
但是因着主耶稣在十字架上为我们担罪。成了咒诅。
But because Christ redeemed us from the and became the curse,
他的血为我们而流，就洗净我们灵里面的良心。
His blood and cleansed our conscience.
他的血作为我们生命的赎价。
And that his blood became the price for our life.
Become the ransom.
The ransom for.
他把自己。当作祭物献给神。
And that he presented himself as a sacrifice to God.
为什么呢？要除掉罪。
And the reason for this was to get rid of sin.
要我们的罪因着主的血被洁净，而且得着父神的赦免。
So that our sin through his blood can be cleansed and be forgiven by the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个听福音的人，打开心门，愿意接受耶稣基督。神在我们身上做的工作，做一个预备的工作。
This is the preparation work that God does in us for all those who are willing to open their heart and accept the Lord.
预备什么呢？把我们里面打扫干净，好让圣灵能够住进来。
To prepare and cleanse us inside so that the Holy Spirit can live in us.
我稍微读一下几处的经文，好不好？刚才我们读了加拉太书第三章第。13节，我再读一下。
And I'll reread Galatians chapter 3, verse 13.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone who hangs on a tree.
希伯来书第九章第十四节。
And then Hebrews 9:14.
何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生的神吗？
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
我们再看呢，在五旬节那一天，有三千人得救，使徒彼得是怎么向他们传讲救恩的呢？
On the Pentecost, 3,000 people were able to be saved. How was Peter able to spread the gospel to them?
在《使徒行传》第二章第三十八节，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
Then Peter said to them,Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
你看彼得说的那么肯定，你如果来到基督十字架底下，你肯悔改，肯认罪，弟兄姊妹，肯接受耶稣基督，并且归入他的死，借着受浸归入他的死，与他一同埋葬，一同复活。
So here Peter says it very clearly and firmly that if we confess, if we repent, and if we accept him, and we together die with him and resurrect you with him.
弟兄姊妹们，彼得非常肯定地说，你们就必领受所赐给你们的圣灵。
Then he clearly says, then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
可见圣灵已经浇灌下来，已经赐下来了。
Because the Holy Spirit has already been given to you.
对不起啊，我用一个很平常的话来讲。
And I'll say this in a very everyday language.
Yeah, common experience. 如果我有一个账户，里面没有钱了。
If I were to have an account that had no money in it.
如果我是一个学生，我就跟我的父亲讲说我没钱了。
And if I was a student, I would tell my parents that I had no money.
我的父亲说好，马上。你可以到银行去取，因为我已经把款子已经汇过去了。
And so my father wished that you can go to the bank and get the money because I've already deposited the money.
Yeah, I have wired money funds into your account. 弟兄姊妹，如果我相信我的父亲，我不要跟他说你要给我看那 wiring number 啊，要给我看那个 code， 不需要。我直接去我的账户，哎，一点，那个钱就出来了。
If I believe my father, I wouldn't have to ask him for the wiring number or code. But if I went to my account, I could see the money and get it there.
这就是彼得那一天说话的根据。
This is the base of what Peter said that day.
他已经看见耶稣基督复活升天，那么圣灵他自己刚刚经历了，他知道主耶稣得荣耀。
Peter has already saw Jesus ascend to heaven, and he saw the Holy, or experienced the Holy Spirit, so he knew this.
所以呢，他很肯定地说，你们这样做，你们就必定领受所赐下来的圣灵。圣灵已经赐下来了。
So he could clearly say that if you do this, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has already been poured out.
你需不需要苦苦地哀求说，主啊，再赐给我圣灵，再赐给我圣灵？不需要，你只要符合。主的条件就是让主耶稣的血洗净我们灵里面天良的亏欠。
So do you have to bitterly beg to the Lord to ask him to give you the Holy Spirit? No, instead you have to follow his commands, and let his blood cleanse you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如果是一个预备好，而且是一个谦卑愿意顺服的人，那么圣灵呢，你去取，他就得着了，你就得着。
If we're prepared and we're humble and obedient, if we go to get the Holy Spirit, then we're able to receive it.
那么我们要介绍一下，圣灵在旧约时代被称作神的灵。
And then we have to talk about the Holy Spirit being referred to as the Spirit of God.
在新约时代也被称作神的灵。
And that was in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament also it was called the Spirit of God.
但是在新约时代不仅称作神的灵，他还称作基督的灵。
And the New Testament was not only referred to as the Spirit of God, but also the Spirit of Christ.
而且他还称作耶稣的灵。
And also the Spirit of Jesus.
我们一起读一点的经文。罗马书第八章第九节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们里面，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
罗马书第八章的中文翻译啊，有一些地方啊是不够那么达意的。
The Chinese translation for Romans chapter 8 is not as to the point in some parts.
是，因为每次讲到在里面呢，这个翻译的人觉得这个里面是什么地方，就说在心里。其实他不是说在心里，就是在你里面。
So when it talks about the Spirit of God dwelling in you, it's my translation to the heart, but it's not, it's just in you.
等一下我们会讲到，主的灵呢，刚降到我们身上，我们得着的时候，它是在我们灵里面。
When we receive the Spirit of God, we receive it in our spirit.
那我们的灵在我们哪里呢？就在我们的里面，我的身体，每一个血液里面都有圣灵啊，知道吗，弟兄姊妹？
And so where is the Spirit? The Spirit is in every single part of us.
这是何等奇妙的一个真事实和真理呢。
And this is such a miraculous truth.
你知道，在罗马书第八章第九节，保罗先说到神的灵。
In Romans 8, 9, he first talks about the Spirit of God.
然后他再说神的灵的时候，他说是基督的灵。
And the second time he refers to it as the Spirit of Christ.
然后呢，我们再读啊。在《使徒行传》十六章里面呢，保罗和他的同工们等候主的时候，他们对圣灵的经历，他们怎么描写呢
？And then in Acts 16:7, we can see how Acts and his apostles how they waited upon the Spirit of God.
《使徒行传》十六章第七节。
It's Acts 16:7.
我从第六节读起，好不好？圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛吕加、加拉太一带地方。
Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia.
到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往披推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
Having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the world in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
我为什么要讲这一段呢？圣灵是神的灵。那么圣灵也是为人的主耶稣的灵，也是复活升天基督的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, but it's also the Spirit of Jesus who came in bodily form and then resurrected back to heaven.
他是神格中的第三位。
And that he's the third in the Trinity.
In the triune God. In the Godhead. 他与父神与子神是完全同等的，是同生命。同性情，同旨意，同目的，同道路，同能力，同作为。对不起，很长，莉迪亚慢慢翻。如果你翻一个，我可以再讲一个。
And so the Holy Spirit is equal with the Father God and Son God, and it has the same.
都冇啦。
Has the same life, same divine nature, same will or purpose, same goal.Same way, and they're equal in power and works.
是， 至少七方面，他们是完全是一位，所以我们称作三而一的神。
And so they're completely one person in at these at least seven aspects, and so they're the three in one triune God.
That's right. Yeah. 我们刚刚讲到啊，在旧约时代，人对于神的灵的认识啊，它不过是赋予我特别能力的那一个，所以我们常感觉它是能力，但是我们不知道它的性情。
In the Old Testament, people often knew the Spirit of God as one that gave them strength or power, but we don't know its nature.
但是主耶稣介绍圣灵的时候，说到他是要来的另一位保惠师。
But when Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit, he said it's the other counselor to come.
Another person.
Another person.
他是成位的。He is a person, 而不是仅仅是一个能力。或者在人身上，我们给我们一时的感动所带来的感觉而已。
So that he is another person, that he's not just a power or a sentiment that we threw, but when we're touched.
我要稍微读一下圣经啊，我们读一下约翰福音第十四章第十六节。
And then I want to read John chapter 14, verse 16.
主耶稣在上十字架以前，他最后向门徒们讲的信息啊，就是关乎圣灵，那是最重要的一篇信息。
Jesus' last message to his disciples before he went on the cross was about the Holy Spirit, and it's the most important.
这里啊，如果我们要认识圣灵，我们先要看主耶稣怎么介绍圣灵。
So to understand the Holy Spirit, we have to know how Jesus introduced him.
主说，我要求父。父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will ask the Father, and he'll give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在这里啊，主耶稣他自己是一位，对不对？他说他求父呢，在另外赐给我们一位，可见呢。圣灵和基督，他们各有自己的位格的。
So Jesus is one person. Here he asked the Father to give another person, so that there are two separate things.
好，弟兄姊妹，这次我们讲到圣灵是另一位，是成位的，它不是一个感动，不是一时的感觉而已。
This is what we mean when we say that the Holy Spirit is another person, not just power or feelings.
因为我们常常肉身的经历里面，我们感觉是一个感动啊，所以保罗说不能消灭圣灵的感动，这是圣灵的一个表现，但是圣灵本身是一位。
Oftentimes in our fleshly experiences, we talk about how we're touched by the Spirit, and this is one aspect of it, but the Holy Spirit itself is another person.
我们在新约时代看见神儿女们的经历啊，他们对圣灵成位的经历是非常具体，非常确定的。
In the New Testament, the children of God, their experiences of the Holy Spirit as another person are very concrete and real.
比如说《使徒行传》第五章第三节，彼得呢，对亚拿尼亚说的话。
Like in Acts 5 through when Peter is talking to Ananias.
彼得说亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满你的心？叫你欺哄圣灵呢？
But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?
所以对于彼得来讲，圣灵就好像是主耶稣在他身旁一样的一位。这个，而且圣灵就住在教会中。如果一个人说话，他看不见圣灵，他说谎话，他是欺哄圣灵。
So Peter is saying that the Holy Spirit is like Jesus, another person right there. And also the Holy Spirit dwells in the church, so if you lie, you're lying to the Holy Spirit.
我们再举一个例子，在使徒行传第十三章里面呢，在安提阿教会有五位弟兄一起侍奉。
Another example is in Acts 13 in the Antioch church when there are five other people serving.
我们看见他们在那边进食的时候，
and then they were fasting there.
圣灵就在他们中间 向他们五个人说话，每一个人都听见了。
While they were fasting, the Holy Spirit talked to them, and all five of them heard it.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的经历！
This is a very miraculous experience.
你知道吗？今天神格中的第三位就是圣灵，亲自来与你同在，住在你的里面。
The third one in the triune is the Holy Spirit, and He Himself is dwelling in you.
我们需要认识他。
We have to know Him.
好，我们再来读几处的经文。约翰福音，刚才我们读了第十四章十六节，我们或许再读一下。
And let's reread John chapter 14, verse 16.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever.
罗马书第八章二十六节。
And then Romans 8:26.
保罗在这里说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
在《使徒行传》第四章第八节的里面。
And then Acts chapter 4, verse 8.
我们知道那里呢，使徒彼得，他们被官府抓去，把使徒们呢放在这公会的面前，要审问他们。
And here the apostles and Peter, they were held and they were brought before the Sanhedrin.
我们看见彼得在那样一个一个特别的场合里面，他怎么反应呢？
And how did Peter react in this special circumstance?
第八节说，那时彼得被圣灵充满，说自民的官府和长老啊，后面我就不读了哈。
And so Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel.
你就看见，当一个危险、一个可怕的光景临到神儿女的时候，圣灵就充满这个人，而且圣灵帮助他，做他的智慧，做他的胆量，做他说话的内容。
And so when the children of God are in places of danger, then the Holy Spirit fills them and he becomes a person's wisdom, their courage.
这说出什么呢？圣灵来了，就好像主耶稣基督在肉身中跟彼得同在一样。
So the Spirit came, like how Jesus came in his fleshly form to be with Peter.
我们知道门徒们在肉身中跟随彼得，跟随主耶稣啊，他们无论遇见什么难处，自己顶不住的时候，他们可以找主。
When the disciples were physically following Jesus, whenever they had a hardship, they could go and find the Lord.
而且他们找主没有一次失望的。
And they were never disappointed when they went to go find the Lord.
我们记得他们有一次在加利利海里面忽然起了风浪，主耶稣在船舱里面睡着了，他们摇橹啊，想不要吵醒主，最后没办法了，只好把主叫醒。
When they were in the Sea of Galilee and there was suddenly a storm and Jesus was sleeping, at first they didn't want to wake him up, but they had no choice but to wake him up.
主起来呢，就斥责风和海说，住了吧，静了吧，立刻风平浪静。
And then when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the storm and asked it to stop, and suddenly the storm and wave stopped.
主耶稣是他们的帮助者，是他们的保惠师。
So the Lord, He is their helper, He is their comforter, counselor.
Yeah, comforter. 弟兄姊妹们也是他们的这个 advocate. 弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣怎样帮助、保护、为门徒们辩护， 同样圣灵来了，他也怎样的帮助我们。
So the same way that Jesus was able to help, protect, and advocate for us, the Holy Spirit does the same.
所以主耶稣介绍圣灵，他说他是另一位保惠师。
So he introduces the Holy Spirit as the other helper.
所以保罗经历了，他就告诉我们说，我们在患难中，我们没有力气忍耐了，圣灵就将神的爱浇灌在我们里面，你里面就有力量了，你里面就活过来了。
So the Holy Spirit says that Paul says that when we have hardships and we can't endure anymore, the Holy Spirit will pour God's love on us and we'll have strength again.
对，到了罗马书第八章，他讲到我们在代祷的事情上面不明白神的旨意，急得要命，怎么祷告都没有果效，圣灵就用说不出来的叹息为我们。
And in Romans 8, he says that when we don't know how to pray, we don't know how to get a result, the Holy Spirit will pray for us. Yeah.
而且圣灵来，他永远不离开我们。
And the Holy Spirit will never leave us.
你知道主耶稣在肉身中带领门徒啊，有的时候有意的让门徒们离开主。
When Jesus was here physically, sometimes he purposely made the disciples leave him.
那是为了教育门徒们的。
This was in order to teach the disciples.
我们记得那五饼二鱼的那一天晚上。
I like that day with the five bread and two fish.
主耶稣告诉门徒们说呢，打发门这些这众人呢，让他们回家散去吧。
And so he asked them to just send all the people back home.
然后呢，主耶稣就催门徒们，你们赶快上船过海，过到对岸去。
But then he tells the disciples to hurry, get on the boat and go to the other side.
而主耶稣自己独自上到山上面去祷告。
And then Jesus himself went up to the mountain to pray.
我想门徒们那一天他们觉得要过海不容易吗？那明天我们再过来接主好了。他们都是渔夫啊，都是很会划船的人。
The disciples were fishermen. They were good at rowing a boat, so they said this is an easy thing just to cross over and come back the next day.
但是那一天他们在海中遇见了大风大浪。
But that day while they were out on the water, they encountered a great storm and waves.
在海中呢，完全没有办法前进，他们正担心的时候，忽然看见有个影子在水面上走。
They had no way to go anywhere, and then suddenly they saw the shadow walking on the water.
门徒们害怕的不得了，以为是个鬼魂呢。
And they were so scared they thought that there was a ghost.
忽然有一位认出是主，彼得就说：“主耶稣啊，主啊，如果是你，让我也在水上走过去吧。”
And so someone recognized that it was the Lord, and Peter said, "If it is you, let me also walk on water."
我们都记得那个故事，这给我们看见，在肉身中，主没有办法住在彼得的里面，所以主离开了，或者彼得跟主分开了。他就一点帮助，无依无靠，没有人可以靠。
This story shows us that Jesus is not able to dwell inside of Peter, so when Peter departed from the Lord, he couldn't help him.
但是主介绍圣灵的时候，他说什么？就是这一位保惠师，就是真理的圣灵，他来了，必永远与你们同在。
But when Jesus introduces the Holy Spirit, that this other helper is a spirit of truth that is always with you.
弟兄姊妹们。我盼望这个真理在你我里面，我们都相信、接受，并且确定的去享受它。
And hopefully, this truth in all of us were able to believe it, accept it, and enjoy it.
主从我承认你、接受你是我的救主以来，圣灵没有一秒钟离开过我。
From the time that we accepted Him as our Savior, for not one second has the Holy Spirit left us.
在我快乐的时候，圣灵没有离开；在我痛苦的时候，圣灵没有离开。
In times of joy and in times of hardships, the Holy Spirit has not left.
在我顺服的时候，圣灵没有离开；在我犯罪、得罪主的时候，圣灵也没有离开。弟兄姊妹，这是何等样的救恩啊！
When we obey or when we sin against God, the Holy Spirit has still not forsaken us. What great salvation and grace is this?
而圣灵来，他做什么呢？
So what does the Holy Spirit come to do?
他做我们的帮助，
He's come to help us，
做我们的教师，
to teach us，
做我们的保护，
to protect us.
他为我们辩护。
And also to intercede for us.
Yeah. 他这个辩护也可以说 这个英文比较古老啊，就是 he's the advocate.
Advocate. And he also advocates for us.
Yeah.我们知道我们不会的时候他我们不知道怎么说话的时候他来为我们说话。
Well, we don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will speak for us.
但是另外一面呢他也代表神我们听不见神的声音的时候他来解释神的意思给我们。
On the other hand, he also represents God. When we can't hear or understand God, he'll explain it to us.
弟兄姊妹们这是何等样的福分。
And what great blessing is this?
所以约翰福音第十四章第十七节主耶稣再介绍圣灵。
In John 14:17, he again introduces the Holy Spirit.
我们把这一段的经文先读一下好。约翰福音十四章十六节十七节。
John 14 verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him,But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
这里我们先解释一下，主耶稣说他是真理的灵。
Here Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth.
真理的灵到底是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to be the spirit of truth?
第一个就讲到他是真实的。
The first is that he is truthful.
不是一个虚拟的。
It's not something that is...
Virtual.
Virtual.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们很了解什么叫做 virtual， 大家都不愿意活在真实的里面。
Today we all know what it means to be virtual. We don't want to live in the truth reality.
但是圣灵它是真实的。
But the Holy Spirit is truthful.
在它里面没有谎言。
And there is no lie in him.
没有虚假。
And there is nothing fake.
Yeah. 他是圣经，就是神的话语的作者。
And that he is the author of the Bible, the words of God.
所以在提摩太后书三章十六节讲，圣经都是神所默示的，就是神呼出来的气。
In 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, it's what God breathed out.
那个气就是圣灵。就告诉我们说神的话语是圣灵呼出来的是圣灵是作者。
So this breath is the Holy Spirit, so that means that the scripture is breathed by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is the author.
所以他也是圣经最终的解释者。
And that the Holy Spirit is also the one who is the best explainer of the Bible.
他是的呀你 有人讲的他是你要明白圣经你需要认识圣灵，要跟随圣灵。
So some people say to understand the Bible, you have to know and follow the Holy Spirit.
所以你看保罗为教会求启示的祷告的时候，特别求这个智慧和启示的灵。
When Paul prayed for the church, he especially prayed for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们必须要摸到圣灵，我们才能够认识圣经。
We have to touch the Holy Spirit in order to know the Bible.
不仅如此。
And not only this.
圣灵来了，他还来执行真理，把真理啊，实化在人的身上。这个实化，有的地方叫做 substantiate the word of truth in us.
So the Holy Spirit, he also came in order to execute the truth, to substantiate the word of truth in us.
这就是约翰福音十六章第十三节里面我们看见主耶稣说的话。
And we see what Jesus said in John 16:13.
我把它读一下。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。这个引导明白，他说使你们 进入一切的真理。
However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth.
这个中文把它翻成明白，好像就是头脑明白，不是的，它是让我们在生命经历里面进入真理的实际。
In Chinese, when it says to understand you, it's not just head knowledge, but rather to guide us into the experiences of the truth.
所以我们领受圣灵啊，是一件不得了的事情。所有主耶稣完成的工作，那个结果都是圣灵把它实现在我的身上。
It's an unthinkable thing to receive the Holy Spirit. The result of all the works of Jesus are able to be manifested in us through the Holy Spirit.
我要稍微做一个小小的见证。
And I want to give a small testimony here.
好多年以前，我们聚会，有一个弟兄，他得了肺癌。
Many years ago in our gathering, a brother got lung cancer.
Yeah, lung cancer. 他是一个本地的美国白人。
And he was a white Native American, or white American.
Yeah, 他是一个 Caucasian American. 那么他，但是他不相信西医。
But he didn't believe in Western
Western medicine.
Western medicine.
他做了 CT scan, 他的肺里面有一个 nodule, 那么他就说我不要看医生了。
So when he got a CT and they found a nodule in his lungs,
医生气死了，医生把他轰出去，把他骂了一顿，他就不要看医生，他天天发烧。后来我知道把他接到我家来，我们服侍他。
And so he said that he didn't want to go to the doctor anymore. The doctor was very angry, and he had a fever every day. So eventually, we took him into our house.
他每天下午就 low fever, 一身就出虚汗，很软弱。他本来是很强壮的一个人。
Every afternoon, he would have a low fever, and he'd be cold sweating, and he was very weak.
后来在聚会中呢，我们弟兄姊妹啊，大家知道他的情形，我们就想我们要好好为他祷告，我们就宣告禁食。
And so in our gatherings, we knew that he was very weak and we needed to pray for him, so we announced that we would fast.
我们就跟弟兄姊妹讲怎么禁食，然后在礼拜二祷告聚会那一天呢，大家下了班不要回家吃饭，我们不吃饭，我们就到会所来等候主，我们准备祷告。
Whatever what it meant to fast, and on Tuesday for our prayer meetings, instead of going home to eat, to come directly there and to pray.
那天来了好多弟兄姊妹，大家围成一圈呢，我们就先读雅各书第五章。
And so that day, many brothers and sisters came. We sat in a circle when we first read James chapter 5.
第十三节到第十六节。
Verses 13 to 16.
在那里中间有一段说，你们中间有病了的呢，就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed, he'll be forgiven.
第十六节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷的力量是大有功效的。
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
那一天，我们弟兄他愿意到教会来一起祷告。
That day, the brother was willing to come to church and pray together.
所以我们进食祷告前呢，我们就一起在主面前彼此认罪。
As we fasted before we pray, we all confessed and repented our sins before God.
当大家认罪，里面得着洁净，里面满了主的同在的时候，我们就有两位负责弟兄为他抹油，为他祷告。
As everyone confessed their sins and were cleansed and felt at peace, two responsible brothers anointed him with oil and prayed for him.
祷告完以后呢，我们不知道他得医治没有。
We don't know whether he was healed after our prayers.
因为他看起来就是好好的一个人，他那一天晚上也没发烧。
Because he looked like a normal good person, there was no fever that night.
但是有一个弟兄站起来，他说：“弟兄姊妹， 请你们等一等，我有一个小小的见证。
But one brother got up and said, please wait, I have a small testimony.
他说我已经信主十几年了。
He said, I've been a believer for ten something years.
我知道主耶稣的宝血功效洗净我的良心。
I know that the blood of God can cleanse my, or Jesus can cleanse my
soul. 但是我知道的是在我的头脑里面。
But I only know this in my head.
我里面呢，我仍然常常觉得啊，我有一个 guilty feeling, 我有一个 guilty conscience。
But I often had this guilty feeling or guilty conscience.
他说，但是今天我们跪在那里认罪的时候，忽然之间，主耶稣宝血的功效在我身上，真平安啊，他就喊起来了。
But today, as we all sat there confessing our sins, I felt the true peace of the work of the blood of Jesus.
主耶稣为我死，我得释放了。
That Jesus died for me, that I'm able to be free again.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做真理的灵，他来了，实话，基督救赎功效里面所有的结果在我们身上。
This is what it means for the Spirit of Truth to come to work out the result of everything that Jesus did.
这样的经历在教会里面，好多弟兄姊妹都有。
And this is something that many people in the church have experienced.
有人都可以写出来，我是哪一年哪一天，什么时刻我经历了宝血的功效？这是什么呢？他早就知道宝血的价值，但是呢，那是头脑的。今天圣灵来的。
Many people can even say what year, what moment, what day it happened to them. They knew about the work and the power of the Jesus's blood, but they didn't ever experience it.
当然感谢主啊。那个得癌症的弟兄呢，得医治了。后来再去检查，那个拿酒不见了，他烧也退了。他后来到中国大陆去做外教去了，他还结婚了。
But thank the Lord that this brother, his cancer, the nodule actually disappeared, and he was able to get married, go to China, and to teach there.
Yeah, to be language teacher.
English teacher.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神给我们的祝福，这是主耶稣救赎带给我们的祝福。
This is a blessing that God has given us, that the salvation of Jesus has given us.
所以刚才我们读约翰福音十四章第十六、第十七节啊，主耶稣讲到圣灵来，在每一个领受圣灵的人身上，有三个层面的事实，我们可以每天经历的。
So here in John 14, 16, 17, when the Spirit comes, there are three aspects or truths about receiving the Holy Spirit.
第一面呢，在第十六节说，圣灵来了，他就永远与你们同在。
The first layer is that the Holy Spirit will abide with you forever.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢？你家里多了一个成员了，你的身体里面多了一个人了，多了一位了。
You have another person in your house, in your body, you have another person.
他永远与你同在，不会离开你了。我刚讲到主耶稣还让门徒们离开他，但是圣灵不会让我们离开他。
The Holy Spirit will forever abide with you. Jesus sometimes asks the disciples to depart from him, but the Holy Spirit will never.
然后到了第十七节说呢，因他常与你们同在，这个常啊是 always， 一直与你们同在。
And then in verse 17 that he always dwells with you.
这个同在啊，原来是说同住，他一直与你们同住。
And so his presence with you is that he'll dwell in you.
那怎么住呢？主最后说他在你的里面。
And the way that he dwells with you is that he's dwelling in you.
你里面是什么？你的每一个细胞都是你，对不对？都在你里面，每一个血的流动都在你的里面，圣灵就在那。
Every single cell in you, every part of your blood in you, the Holy Spirit is all there.
弟兄姊妹，如果主开我们眼睛，我们信心摸到这个事实，那是何等大的祝福和能力啊！
If the Lord opens our eyes and we can touch His truth, what great blessing and power is this?
所以有的时候我们叹息啊，很多人尝到一点外面的这个奇妙的经历啊，就被那个迷了，忘记了圣灵。天天搞那种气氛，一点用都没有。
Sometimes when people are able to taste some of the outside excitement or good, then they try to are addicted to that, but that does you no good.
我们都想再嗨一次啊，是不是？ 你一次经历，像我讲一个哈，这不一定是圣灵。我是一个不会读书也不会玩的人。
So we all want to have that high experience one more time. And I want to say one thing. I'm someone who doesn't study and doesn't play.
Yeah, I'm not good at study.
Not good at study.
Or good at play. 我们年轻的时候读书啊，那有些同学是又会读书又会玩。
And so some people are good at studying and good at playing.
有的人是只会读书不会玩。
Or some people only knew how to study and didn't know how to play.
还有的人是很会玩，但是不肯读书。
Or some people were really good at playing but weren't willing to study.
那么我是又不会玩，又不会读书。
But I wasn't good at studying and I wasn't good at playing.
就是个笨笨的人。
And so I was just a dumb person.
我读大学的时候，我读的是物理。
And I studied physics.
Physics major. 我们在大学二年级一定要修一门课，叫做理论力学，叫 physical mechanics。
And a second year, I had a class called physical mechanics.
Yeah, 那专门讲力学的，都古典力学啊。
And it was talking.
天天去打这个台球，他们说我们去做力学实验。
So it was, we'd play the table tennis to do the physics experiments.
The pool. Shooting pool.
Oh, pool.
Yeah. 那我是从来不会玩这个东西的。有一次一个同学就说，你应该去玩一玩，我们学物理系的人都不做实验。
And I have no idea how to play this, and other people said that you have to play and we're doing physics experiments.
他看我拿杆子，他就笑，你这个人真的没用啊。
And so as he saw me holding it, he said, oh, you really don't know how to do this?
那一天玩了一场啊，我输得一塌糊涂，我根本没有办法上场去。他一直打到完。
And so we play one round, and I lost badly. Yeah.
我心里就很不服气。第二次我就跟他讲说，我今天再跟你一起去玩一次吧。
And so I was unhappy, and I said I'll play with you again this today.
那一天他很客气，他说让你先开球。
And so he said that you can play first.
我就开球，结果他那一天连一杆都没打，因为我第一杆打到最后一个球，全部都进洞。
And that day he didn't hit a single one because from the first one I was able to hit every single one.
那个在我印象里面，我说谁帮助我的？我怎么可能啊
？And so I said, oh, how can I do this? Who is helping me?
我那个同学那一天开始也对我另眼相看，但是以后他再邀我打这个球，我再也不去了。
And so that from that day on, if he ever asked me to play, I would I didn't go again.
因为呢，你不可能天天这么 high.
Because you couldn't have this high experience every day.
这就是今天很多灵恩派的弟兄姊妹啊，他们开始经历一点圣灵给他的能力释放，天天就想要回到那个里面，忘记了圣灵是有性情、有位格的。
So those people who've experienced some of the strength and the power from the Holy Spirit, every day they're chasing after that, forgetting that the Holy Spirit has its own nature and personality.
他来住在我们里面，原来是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象的。
He dwells in us to mold us into the image of the Son of God.
如果我们天天都想，我每次都要去表演一下我的台球技术，那是不可能的。
If I wanted to show off my...
那不是您的目的。
It is not the Holy Spirit's will for me to show off my pool skills every single day.
弟兄姊妹们，但是很可惜的，许多神的儿女们在这个点上面忽略了圣灵。
And so many people, they misunderstood the Holy Spirit in this point.
Yeah, they neglected
the Holy
Spirit. 弟兄姊妹们，反最忽略圣灵的，常常是最灵恩的弟兄姊妹。
And those who neglect him the most are maybe those who have experienced the Holy Spirit the most.
好，我们看一下以西结书36章26节到27节。
And then let's look at Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27.
在那里啊，旧约时代先知就讲到圣灵来住在我们里面。
The Old Testament prophets talk about the Spirit living, dwelling in us.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将新灵放在你们里面，又从里面你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵在我们里面是把基督的性情，就是那顺服能够活出律法的那个生命赐给我们。
The Holy Spirit, when it dwells in us, is able to give us this spirit that is able to obey the law and the statutes.
圣灵的内住，住在我们里面，是与我们联合为一。
The Holy Spirit that dwells in us is uniting or becoming one with us.
这一个联合是一个绝对的联合，弟兄姊妹，不是我们可以想象的。
This union is absolute and not something that we can imagine.
是一个有福的联合。
And this union is also blessed.
而且是一个神圣的内在的联合。
And it's a holy inner union.
这个联合说出什么事实的？神永远的生命成了我这个接受耶稣基督的人里面的生命。
This union tells us that his eternal life becomes the indwelling life in men.
这个生命现在就隐藏在我这个肉身的里面，别人看不见，我自己可能也不感觉。
And that this life is now hidden inside of my fleshy body that maybe I can't even feel or others can't see.
是的，而且呢，就是我得着了，它隐藏在我的意识的里面，我的 conscious 里面。
And that is hidden in my conscience.
而且它穿上了我这个人的意志。
And clothed by my own will.
也穿上我这个人的生命。
And also my soul or my life.
如果我们讲啊，我这个人好像一个手套一样，以前是我的手在那里面，现在呢，是圣灵在这个手套的里面。
If we're like a glove, before we were in ourselves, but now the Holy Spirit is inside of the glove.
Yes. 弟兄姊妹们，这就是基督徒，所以第一世纪的教会能够活出那样的一个那个爆炸力，那种的活力，那种的见证。
And so this is Christians to be able to live out this explosive and living testimony.
只有圣灵来住在你我的里面。
Only when the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in each of us.
神的目的就是耶稣基督所完成的救赎救恩才能成全在人的身上。
Then the will of God, the salvation that Jesus was able to accomplish, can be accomplished in us.
我们读新约的四福音，你就看见了，主耶稣在肉身中带领门徒。
In the four Gospels, we see that Jesus, in his fleshly body, led the disciples.
主耶稣啊，很恳切的教导门徒，也做榜样给他们看。
He very earnestly taught them and was an example for them.
但是主耶稣在他们的身体的外面，在他们生命的外面。
But he was on the outside of their bodies or of their life.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，所以呢，主的话，主的榜样，在门徒们身上果效都不大的。
So his words and example didn't have a great result in the disciples.
弟兄姊妹，你我有没有常常感觉呢？我信主这么多年，主的救恩在我身上好像果效也不大。
Do you often believe, feel that you've been a believer for so long, but the fruit or result of his work is not that great in you?
那个原因在于主在门徒们的生命之外。
This is because the Lord was on the outside of the disciples.
在我们身上的原因就是我们不注重内住的圣灵做我的生命。
And for us, it's because we're not valuing the inner dwelling spirit.
我总是用我自己的意志，用我自己的想法来过生活。
We still use our own will and our own thoughts to live our life.
唯有当圣灵来了，这个才会改变过来。
Only when the Holy Spirit comes can this change.
圣灵内住带给我们的祝福是什么呢？
What are the blessings that the indwelling spirit brings us?
我们知道神是灵。
We know that God is spirit.
Yeah, 在约翰福音第四章二十三节，主耶稣讲到神是灵。
In John 4:23 says that God is.
那么， 神的灵如何在神的里面。
And that the Spirit is in him.
Yeah, 以至于神就显出他的自己来。
And so that God can reveal himself.
Yeah, the Spirit of God is in God, so that manifests God is who God is. 弟兄姊妹，这一个好像很拗口，但是我们在讲啊。那么，主耶稣基督在地上，他是神的儿子，他有做人的灵，就是耶稣的灵。
When Jesus was on earth, he was the Son of God, but he also lived out the life of physically and.
那么，耶稣的灵使得耶稣在地上行事为人，就显出耶稣是神的儿子。
The Spirit of Jesus, when he was living as man, he was able to show that he was the Son of God.
所以说，神的灵如何在父神的里面显出父神的性情。
And so the Spirit of God dwelling in God is able to manifest God himself.
耶稣的灵怎样在耶稣里面显出耶稣的性情。
And the Spirit of Jesus was able to show who Jesus is when he dwelled in Jesus.
显出父与子他们的性格，他们的意识，做他们一切活动的根源。
To express how the nature and the character of the Father and the Son be and the source of everything they did.
那么今天圣灵住在你的里面，住在我的里面。
So today the Spirit dwells in each one of us.
他也是来做我们今天做人生活中的生命，做我们的性格，并且把我们呢磨成他神圣的目的，就是耶稣基督的形象。
And so this spirit inside of us becomes our life and our nature, and to mold us into the image of Jesus.
我们如果有这个认识，我们来检验我们的经验。
If we use that, if we know this and use this to reflect on our experiences,
我是不是有内住的圣灵？
Do I have the indwelling spirit?
我们要读一节很重要的经文，但是一般弟兄姊妹呢，可能都不觉察到，在旧约的以赛亚书。
And we need to read a very important verse in Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十五章第十五节。
Isaiah 45:15.
救主以色列的神啊，你实在是至隐的神。
Truly you are God who hide yourself.
我们的神喜欢把他自己，我们用很通俗的话来讲，把他自己躲起来。
And so our God, he likes to hide himself.
无论神做了什么，或者他在哪里，他总不让人看见。
No matter what he has done or where he is, he doesn't let people know or see.
神自隐啊，就告诉我们说，神从来不张扬他自己。
And so God, he never wants to
show off himself.
Show off himself.
弟兄姊妹们，人如果很有能力，天天都要 show off 的。
If people had a lot of power, they would want to show off every day.
弟兄姊妹们，但是我们的神是何等谦和。又是何等伟大，何等有能力的一位神。
But our God, he is humble and almighty and powerful.
我们知道在旧约时代，你就看见很多人遇见了神，事后才知道刚才神向他显现。
In the Old Testament times, people encounter God but didn't realize it until afterwards.
你知道今天的宇宙多浩瀚，多广大，多奇妙，神他把他自己隐藏在这个受造之物的背后。
In this great, big, and amazing universe, God, he still is hiding himself.
Yes. 你看见，所以今天很多人呢，去研究宇宙，居然很狂妄地说没有神，因为他们看不见。
So some people, when they go to research this universe, they still can say that there's no God because they can't see him.
神住在哪里？那被住的地方呢，都不知道神就在哪里。
Where God is dwelling, that place still doesn't know that He's there.
那么今天神住在你我里面，是不是也是这样呢？
Is this the same way today for God who is dwelling inside each of us?
我们常常不觉得神与我一起上飞机，神与我一同生病， 因为我不觉得他在这里。
Oftentimes, we don't realize that God is with us as we are sick or on the airplane because we don't realize that He's dwelling in us.
我讲这个是讲我自己。以前我生病的时候，我就问主啊，你在哪里啊？
And I say this about myself. Before, when I was sick, I would say, Lord, where are you?
我上飞机的时候，一遇见这个 turbulence， 我就吓得要命了。我就大不得去按空中小姐，让她来，怎么让我不要害怕，弟兄姊妹，我不知道主在与我同在。
Or when I encountered turbulence in the plane, I would call for the flight attendants, and I was scared because I didn't know that God was with me.
其实主从来没有离开过我，因为圣灵住在我里面。
In reality, God has never left me because the Holy Spirit dwells in me.
圣灵来在我们的里面。这个叫做神圣的内住。
When the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us, this is the divine indwelling.
Yeah, divine indwelling. 这个内住呢，是深过我们的思想的。
This indwelling is deeper than our past or our thoughts.
Yeah, 深过我们的感觉的。
And it's also past our feelings.
也深过我们的意志的。
And surpasses our wills.
所以可以这样讲，它深过我们魂生命所在的那个范围和境界的。
It surpasses all the area that our own soul, our own life takes up.
它住在我们的最深处，或者说住在我们灵的最深处。
But rather, the Holy Spirit dwells in the deepest depth of our spirit.
来与我们联合。
To unite with us.
你知道这个灵的最深处。在哪里？在我们的全身。你的灵在身体的哪个部分？在头脑吗？在心吗？在手吗？就在你的里面。
And this innermost of our spirit, it's not your brain, your heart, your hand, but it's just, it's in you.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，圣灵隐藏在哪里？这是神圣的内住。
The Holy Spirit is hidden there. This is the divine indwelling.
但是对我们每一个相信耶稣基督的人，特别是出蒙恩得救的。
But for every single one who believes in him, especially those who are new believers,
我们会开始感觉到我信主之前跟信主之后是非常不一样的。
You may feel a difference from before you believe to after.
怎么不一样？开始觉察在我的生活里面了，好像自己里面总有另外一个感觉，另外一个性情，另外一个声音在拉住我。
You might start to sense or perceive another feeling, another thought inside of me, holding on to me.
A new nature in me.
A new nature.
啊，弟兄姊妹，是不是这样呢？我们有一位信主，现在讲快要三年的一个初信的弟兄。
There's a new believer who's now believed for 3 years.
那时候根本不知道这个名词啊。他说奇怪了，我每次要在家里啊抱怨我太太或我家人的时候。我里面好像就有一个小手捏住我，不让我说那些话。
And so he didn't even know this term, but he said, when I want to complain or yell, then there's something holding me back from saying it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那是什么呢？那是内住的圣灵。
This is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
在这个感觉的里面，有一个新的性情。
And in this feeling, there is a new nature.
有一个新的意识。
Or a new thought, new conscience.
Yeah, consciousness.
Consciousness.
你以前有你自我的意识，现在这个意识里面呢，是一个 new consciousness. 啊，这个 consciousness 你可以感觉到看不见的神在这里。
Before you had your old consciousness, but now you have this new consciousness that you can feel the hidden Lord.
但是你回头看呢，你找不到别人，好像是我自己，又不是我自己。
And you can't find another person. It feels like yourself, but also not.
弟兄姊妹，那是谁呢？那是内住的圣灵。
And this other person, this is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
所以英国的斯百克弟兄啊，称作圣灵来内住，你里面就发现有一个 otherness， 有另一位了。
And Brother Sparks said that you feel that you have this otherness inside of you.
而这一位所表现的，你就看见，他就是表现主耶稣。就是把神的意识表现在我里面。
And this otherness is manifesting Jesus in you.
所以江守道弟兄他常常讲，他说我服侍啊，那年轻人 说我怎么知道圣灵在我里面呢？
And Brother Huang said that when he's serving the young people and they ask him, how do I know that the Spirit is in me?
他说年轻人每次回答啊，圣灵来总是反对我的，那我就知道圣灵在我里面了。
Or when he asked that and they say that the Holy Spirit is always against what I want, so I know that it's in me.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这个 otherness 是非常真实的。
This otherness is a very a real true thing.
那么我们既然觉察了，而且证明了圣灵住在我的里面。
And if we can sense it and we know that the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
那么我们怎么样更多的认识，并且更多的经历神圣的内住？
Then how can we know more and experience more this indwelling Holy Spirit?
我要读一点的经文。
And I want to read some verses.
以弗所书第三章十六节、十七节。
Ephesians 3:16 and 17.
这是保罗为着教会，我们能够真正活出教会实际，他有的一个祷告。
This was a prayer that Paul had to truly be able to live out the reality of the church.
十六节，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们里面的人刚强起来，中文是说心里的力量刚强起来。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
十七节说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
第一个是圣灵使我里面的人，就是我的灵变得刚强，变得明亮。
And so the first is that the Spirit is in the inner man that you can be, that your inner person can be strengthened and enlightened.
然后我们要更丰富的、更经常的体贴并且觉察认识圣灵的内住，我们需要有信心。
And we have to have faith enabled to, in order to be able to draw closer to and to sense and experience the Spirit.
所以十七节保罗祷告说，使基督因你们的信就住在你们心里，那个就达到我们的心，达到我们的魂的范围。
In 17, he's praying that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and this is talking about then your soul.
所以要认识内住的圣灵啊，最基本的点就是我们在主面前要有一个单纯的信，相信的心。
So the most basic part of experiencing the indwelling spirit is to have this pure faith.
我们怎么样来操练这个信心呢？
And how can we practice this faith?
我们碰见环境的时候，不要去埋怨，不要去叹息，也不要去害怕。
We should not complain or sigh or be scared of the outward environments.
我们如果做主耶稣的门徒，我们跟自己说，我没时间去害怕，我也没有时间去担心。
As disciples of the Lord, we have to tell ourselves that we have no time to be scared or to worry.
这个时候，我要来 exercise 我的 faith， 我要操练我的信心。
And at this time is when we have to exercise our faith.
怎么操练呢？
And how do we exercise it?
外面有环境，自己有感觉，要学会不看它，不顾它，不管它。
There are the outward environments that we have our own feelings and we have to learn to not worry about it, not think about it, not care about it.
不看不顾外面的环境和自己肉身的感觉。
To not look or to sense the outward environments and our own physical feelings.
而这个时候呢，我可能还不觉得，我也没有一点点的证据说圣灵在我身上帮助我做工。
We may not realize it.It's okay if we don't realize or have any evidence of the Holy Spirit working in us.
我们仍然操练，我用一个安静，用一个恭敬的态度，跟主说，主我相信，我接受。
But if we exercise having this quiet and reverent attitude and believing and acknowledging the Lord.
而且还要承认他住在我里面。
And acknowledge that he dwells in us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很基本的生活的操练。
This is a very basic exercise of our life.
我在年轻的时候对于这一方面操练啊，掌握的不好，但是我很愿意学。
When I was younger, I didn't necessarily have a good grasp on this exercise, but I was willing to learn.
有时候会睡着。
And sometimes I would fall asleep.
有的时候会觉得烦闷枯燥。
And sometimes I would feel
bored.
Bored?
Yeah. 但是呢，不知道什么时候开始哈，每次我肯放下自己，肯弃绝自己，不知道什么时候开始的，主的同在是那么的真实，那么的有能力，那样的滋润。
But when I was willing to deny myself, to put down myself, then how real, how true, and how filled did God's presence be?
到今天我这个年纪，我真的感谢主，我只要把心转向主，就享受他的同在。
And now thank the Lord that when I turn my heart towards him, I'm able to enjoy his presence.
我们，所以有一次我问一个，那个时候我很年轻了，30多岁，问一个年长弟兄啊，等候主是什么回事？他说，等候主就是学十架功课，向自己，向环境死。
And at that time when I was 30-something and asked how to wait upon the Lord, it's to learn the lesson of the cross and to deny ourselves.
我们用安静，用恭敬的态度来相信并且承认我们的主在掌权。
And with a quiet and reverent attitude, we need to believe and acknowledge his authority.
在这样的信心中，我们用安息信靠的态度等候圣灵的作为。
And through faith and resting and trusting, we're able to wait upon his works.
单单的依赖他。
And just solely rely on him.
我要再讲一个小小的见证。
I want to share another small testimony.
我们波特兰一位负责弟兄。
A responsible brother in Portland.
他的姊妹在20多年前忽然不舒服去检查。医生说这个情况不好，你得了很特别的一个 cancer。
And so 20 some years ago, his wife suddenly felt sick and the doctor said that the prognosis was bad. You got a special type of cancer.
所以医生就约了他要做一次的 biopsy, 如果可能的话帮他切除。
And so he scheduled her for biopsy in order to maybe cut it out.
那一天他去 take out the tumor. 那一天他去医院呢，我约了他，很早我就到医院 parking lot, 他们还没到。我坐在车上为他祷告。
That morning, early on, I went to the hospital, sat in my car and prayed for them.
我跟主说，主啊，我很难过，我也很没有把握。我怎么安慰他们？
And I said, Lord, that I'm very sad. I have no grasp in this. How do I comfort them?
因为如果弟兄的姊妹生病了，那么整个侍奉他的家都会受影响。
Because if this brother's wife was sick, then the service's entire house would be affected.
那天我在主面前就默默的安静自己等候。
So I quietly waited before the Lord that day.
忽然之间圣灵在我里面把一首诗歌的一句话，他说，有你在掌权，人是我的意象。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit gave me a lyric from a song, if you are in control, then
you are still my vision.
You are still my vision.
Because you are enthroned. And you reign. 那天我一得着这个感动啊，我里面立刻有力量。不久，我们弟兄的车就开过来，我就下车跟他们打招呼。
As soon as I was touched by this, I immediately had strength. And when they came, I got out and went to go say hi to them.
他们要进手术室之前，我们在外面一起祷告。我就把这个主的话告诉他，弟兄姊妹。有主在掌权，他是我们的意象。
And before surgery, we prayed, and I told them that while he is still reigning and throned, then he is still our vision.
你知道那首诗歌在圣徒诗歌409首，我的心爱主，你是我意象。
This hymn is hymn 409, that my heart loves you, that you are my vision.
Yeah. Lord of my heart, you are my vision. 好，我们知道那一天我们弟兄姊妹得着这个话，姊妹就进去做手术。医生说如果可以切除3个钟头，如果不能切除30分钟他就出来。
So after receiving these words, she went to surgery, and the doctor said that if they could remove the tumor, it'd be 3 hours, if not 30 minutes.
30分钟他就出来。
And so she came out in 30 minutes.
但是他就没有做什么治疗。
And she didn't really do any treatments.
今天我们姊妹还正常的服侍。
And today our sister is still normally serving.
弟兄姊妹，主在掌权。
And the Lord, he is enthroned, he reigns.
主的宝座在天上。主的宝座也在我们里面，那就是圣灵的内住。
This throne is in heaven and is also in us. This is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
这个时候我们要用信心，用安静，求主带我们进入他的安息。
We have to use faith and quiet to ask the Lord to bring us into his rest.
我要再提一个点，这样的运用信心，在操练信心的人是怎样的？
And in those who are exercising their faith, how do they use this faith?
我们要清楚的、确定的、甘心情愿的来否定自己。
We have to clearly and willingly deny ourselves.
这个我们肯放下自己。
That we're willing to put down ourselves.
Yeah, let go of us.
Let go of ourselves.
放下自己的智慧。
To let go of our own wisdom.
放下自己的力量 ，strength。
In our own strength.
就好像一个小孩子，他在他父母亲面前放下自己，单纯的依靠父亲的指示和作为。
And like a child, they're able to let go of themselves and purely relying on the instructions and works of their parents.
如果我们这样操练我们的信心，
If we exercise our faith in this way,
弟兄姊妹，你灵里的眼睛就开始明亮。
Then the eyes of your spirit start to be opened.
很多主的仆人都告诉我们说，信心就是人灵里面的眼睛。
Many servants of the Lord have said that faith is the eyes of your spirit.
可以使我们清楚的借着内住的圣灵，我们可以看见并且认识主耶稣。
So that we can clearly, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, are able to see or sense Jesus.
所以在约翰福音14章18、19节里面，主耶稣怎么说呢
？And so then, what does Jesus say in John 14:18-19?
主说：“我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。”
I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also.
因着内住的圣灵，我们就知道，我们就看见，我们也靠着主耶稣就活着。
Because of the indwelling spirit, we know and we see and we can rely and live through Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这个话是历世历代圣徒的经历，是他们向我们做的见证。
These words are the experiences and the testimonies of the saints throughout the history.
这个话也可以成为你的经历，我的经历，我们的见证。
And these words can also be you and I's experiences and our testimonies.
内住的圣灵把主耶稣从死里复活、得胜得荣耀的生命带给你。
The indwelling Holy Spirit brought forth the life of Jesus, who resurrected is victorious and glorious.
这个生命成为每一个相信之人的生命。
And that this life becomes the life of every believer.
是有能力的。
Is powerful.
是活泼的。
Is lively.
是新鲜的。
And also it's full of life, it's fresh.
Ever fresh.
Ever fresh.
它是正常的，是健康的生命。
And that it's a normal and healthy life.
它作为我们生活一切事物的源头和力量。
And it becomes the source and strength of everything in our life.
所以主耶稣说，因为我活着，你们就同样的活着。
So Jesus says that because I live, you will live also.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意经历这句话呢？
Do you want to experience this?
这一次我和弟兄姊妹交通，就是在基督里面生根立基，我们要操练信心。
And today, to exercise our faith, we have to be rooted and grounded in Jesus.
而且内住的圣灵带给每一个得着圣灵的人，我们可以认识父神。
And this indwelling Holy Spirit can bring to everyone who has the Spirit, to know the Father.
也启示子怎样在父的里面。
And to reveal how the Son is in the Father.
并且圣灵来把我们带进了在主里面，我们在基督里面的那个实际的。
And that the Holy Spirit comes to bring us the reality of being or abiding in the Lord or in Jesus.
Yeah, 我们常常讲 in Christ 是一个很大的词啊，那怎么可以经历它的实际呢？圣灵在我里面，我就知道 I'm in Christ.
We often think of in Christ as being a very big thing, but how do we experience it? If the Holy Spirit is in us, then we are in Christ.
而且圣灵住在我里面，我们确实就知道啊，主住在我的里面，基督在我们里面。
And when the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we truly know that the Lord or Jesus truly dwells in us.
你知道，对基督徒来讲啊，这两个词是很大的，不知道怎么捉摸的。一个就是 in Christ， 另外一个就是 Christ in me。
For Christians, the two phrases in Christ and Christ in me are very big things that we don't seem to understand. Or even
the 这是神的心意，这是教会在地上最大的祝福。但是我们怎么得着？因为圣灵内住。
This is the will of God and His greatest blessing for us. And how do we receive this? Through the indwelling Holy Spirit.
这就是主在约翰福音十四章二十节所说的话。
And it's also what the Lord says in John 14:20.
到那日，你们就知道我在父里面。你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
And that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
但愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his words.
圣灵带我们进入他内住的实际的里面。
And that the Holy Spirit can bring us into the reality of the indwelling.
我今天晚上的交通就停在这里。
I'll finish my sharing for tonight here.
好不好？我们还是请弟兄姊妹有一点祷告好吗？如果主带领你哈、有感动、有心愿、有感谢、有赞美，我们借着祷告告诉主，最后呢，我们。